There you go. 24K Golden and a track called Mood. Why are you always in the mood? I mean, on a Monday, I can understand. But it's Tuesday now, the 7th of June. We're into the working week. And maybe you are still feeling a bit moody at the start of a new week. It's okay. We're going to help you find a little bit of mindfulness with a mindful moment on 88FM. It's become a bit of a regular thing. I like it. I'm getting value from it. I'm sure other people are too. And Helen Garner is joining us in studio once again, fresh after a yoga class, because she's a fantastic yogi. And if you're lucky enough to catch her on a Tuesday in the Fit Pod studios at the Lifestyle Center, then you'll know. Your Tuesday can't get any better than that. How you doing, Helen?
Good, Mac. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. I mean, I did some box breathing this morning, and I'm feeling ready for whatever Tuesday can throw at me. And apparently, other people have been listening to this little thing we've been doing on a Tuesday, and the breathing is catching on.
Yeah, it definitely. The feedback is that people are finding that they're sleeping better, which is, you know, everyone's goal.
Who in this town? I think there's a lot of people on sleeping meds, sleeping pills. I just anecdotally, I seem to get the feeling there's a lot of folk that battle with sleep, a lot of stress. If you're one of them, and if you want to try something that's going to cost you nothing except like a couple of minutes of your time, the box breathing. We're going to just one more time, Helen, for those that might have missed. How does it work?
It's the 4x4x4. So it's all equal measure. 4, inhale for 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4. And then hold for 4 again. We don't think about that bottom 4, the exhale hold. We think about the inhale hold, but we don't think about the exhale.
It's got to be that other side, I think.
Otherwise, it's a triangular.
Okay,
yeah,
so exactly. You got to be that holding while you're kind of deoxygenated, just as important so that you can really get the benefit of the next inhale.
Exactly.
And how many times did you do that? For like 4 minutes?
Just keep it simple. 4x4x4.
And then, look, it doesn't have to be 4 seconds. It can be like a long count of 4, whatever your 4 is.
Your capacity is, yeah, exactly.
And you'll just try it for 4 minutes before you go to bed or before you step into the meeting or whatever it is that's stressing you out. And I haven't heard of anyone who said that didn't work for me.
Yeah, and it does. It really does take you from the sympathetic into the parasympathetic,
which
nervous
is,
system.
That's a
out of fight or flight. Fight, flight, or fright is your sympathetic. And then your parasympathetic is where you relax and recharge, reset.
I think we could all use a little bit of that.
Yeah.
A little parasympathetic.
We don't know how to get there anymore. Yeah, exactly.
So, look, today we're diving into a slightly different corner of mindfulness, but something that could maybe also help you flip that switch and feel a little more connected to what you're putting into your body. You know, we've talked about gratitude. In a previous installment of this little mindful moment, and just kind of expanding on that and finding another way to fit it into your life, because you know, sometimes the day gets away from you, you wake up late and you got to rush out the door and you haven't had time to have your little moment of stillness and mindfulness. But something we all have to do at some point in our day is put some fuel in our bodies, right?
Maybe
you miss breakfast, but you're going to have lunch or something
at some point. But that's the real problem, is that we spend so much time on the go that we multitask, and so we gobble and go, or we have a takeaway, or even eating. I mean, how many of us eat over the kitchen sink so that we don't have to clean plates, and we just we got to go, and you know it's all that stuff that we do, and that is unconscious multitasking kind of eating. And so your digestion is not being, it's not allowed to do what it's supposed to be doing.
So look, here's the thing. You have that sort of autopilot, unconscious, gobble and go vibe. But if you were, say, to have a little moment, a little mindful moment while you are eating something, or just before you're about to eat something. I mean, some people have this as part of a regular thing. You know, saying grace, or maybe it is just a moment of mindfulness where you stop just before.
Eat something.
A pause, a moment of pause, whether it's in a religious context or not. What does that do? Well, I mean, apart from giving you a moment to actually think about how lucky you are to have. Some food to put in your belly, especially in the country that we live in, which is a developing country, and a lot of people face really harsh realities living below the breadline. So just for a second to actually stop and think, wow, before I shove this toasted cheese into my mouth, What a joy to actually have a toasted cheese to put in
yeah,
my mouth.
Yeah, what a privilege.
What a privilege.
But we actually, to be honest, we do. Before a meal, it's for our family, our ritual, we do say thanks. And what was happening is we were saying a kind of a grace that was rote. So it was very much just a repetitive statement that no one was listening to. So we've changed the words slightly. So, you know, we say, may we be truly thankful for it. So the kids understand thankful rather than grateful.
Yeah.
And so there is that pause where they do say that. But being grateful and having that pause, it's not just, you know, grateful for the food, but grateful for the people that prepared it, where the food actually comes from, the farmer, and then the hands that prepared it, bless the hands that prepare it, and the people that allowed me to get the food, bless them. You know, it encompasses more than just food if you take a mindful moment and really think about it.
And then when you do that, and you have an appreciation for that journey that it had to go on to get to you, you suddenly feel like connected to not just the food, but exactly. Where it came from.
Exactly.
And it's a whole story now. And it ties you to everyone that was involved, and also everyone that you're sharing it with, if you're sitting around a table.
Exactly. And so the people that you're sharing it with, there's gratitude for that. But also, if you think about it, we are food. We are food.
We are
what we eat. And I know that's something, again, that's something that's just by rote and we kind of say it, but literally, what are you putting in your mouth? Like, what do you want to be?
Yeah, well, look, you think about it, because that thing will be broken down into all of its various molecular components, carbohydrates, protein, fats, whatever.
It becomes tissue. It becomes plasma. It becomes everything.
It becomes literally integrated into you. Mm. And so there's a whole component to that. Thinking about, what is this thing that I'm actually, what is it made of? And what is it going to do to me? And mm-hmm. how's that going to affect me? So you got great perspective now. You got a sense of connection. And then you mentioned the whole digestion thing. And when we're in a rush and gobbling and going and eating over the sink and not really giving ourselves a proper moment to actually digest and absorb the nutrients.
Yeah.
I think there have been studies done on this
actual
the connection between thinking about what you're putting into your body, and understanding where it's going, and then actually being able to absorb more of the good stuff because you're just slowing down, right?
Yeah. So funny about the sympathetic and the parasympathetic, that still comes in. Like they say, you need to be in the parasympathetic nervous system, so relaxed, to be able for all this digestion process. And it's a massive process. And we talk about digestive fire. So we need fire. Mm. So there's no point in putting food in your mouth when you're not hungry. When you're hungry, the fire is started. So it's always about conscious eating. Am I hungry? Or am I just eating because it's habit? Or am I stress eating, emotionally eating, or something like that? So that's the one thing. But now imagine you're going to watch TV. And you're sitting in front of the TV and you're watching, like, I don't know, what's the late? Like, what's this now? Top Gun. And we all watch. You're watching something and you're eating, but now it's quite scary. So you go into the sympathetic nervous system. So you go into kind of that fear and the blood moves to the wrong place. So now we're stressed out and the blood's moving to different areas of the body and it's not going to the digestion. So you're not digesting.
Wow.
You're not. It's amazing.
You're shoveling popcorn in your mouth and it's just...
you always feel kind of bloated after a movie because of the stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're in a different state. So it's really important to kind of think about the time and just giving yourself 5, 10, 15 minutes to just sit and do that.
Wow. Okay, so you have to eat at some stage today. So when you do, whether it's your next lunch break or whether it's dinner tonight... think about this little chat and take a moment.
Don't do it over the sink.
Don't do it over the sink.
Even if you are, seriously, when I'm at home on my own, I sit with my dog because I think, okay, I'm going to sit. I'm going to have this. Whatever I'm having, I'm going to sit and have it with my dog.
You share the moment.
Share the moment with someone, for goodness sake.
And you might just find that you don't feel so bloated, and that you actually do feel a little bit less stressed, and you do have an appreciation for that journey that little piece of whatever you're chowing went on, and you do feel just a little bit more more grateful for your place in the world and your ability to eat again.
The ability to have food on our table, the ability to not worry about where it's coming from. I mean, that's something.
And it's definitely worth pausing for. Mm. Pause for food for thought. There you go. Let that be your food for thought on a Tuesday. It costs you nothing. So I've got a cup of coffee. I'm still busy. It's kind of cold now, but I'm okay with iced coffee. Came from Yoli's, and the journey that those beans went on, I've been actually, before our little chat, I was thinking about that. Mm. And so I'm feeling grateful for that right now. I haven't had breakfast yet, but Helen, when I do, when I have my late breakfast after the show, I'm going to have a little moment, a little think, and be grateful. And thank you. Thanks for bringing, I'm grateful for you, for sharing this.
I'm grateful for the chance to come and talk, even with a frog in my throat.
that frog went on a journey as well. we'll do it again next Tuesday. For those that want to connect with you and follow your journey in all the different areas that you're involved in, I mean, your Instagram is a yogi fest, but but you're also a passionate free diver and philosopher, and there's so many different facets to you. But where can folks find you and connect with you?
You can find me on Instagram, Helen Garner Yoga.
There you go, easy, and of course, right here on a Tuesday.
Yes,
it's like 9:15. Helen, have a terrific Tuesday, and keep breathing.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Have a good one.
You heard it. I'm bringing you back to the beach right now. With the Baywatch theme song. There's something to hold your breath to. Turn it up on a Tuesday. Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Belize.